We rejoice this morning here at Mater Dei Radio because this is the day the Lord has made. This is the moment in time that you are choosing to listen to Mater Dei Radio. And this is the week that we are asking you to join us. Rejoice in hope and help support Mater Dei Radio. What a whirlwind of an end of the hour. Thank you so much to Dina Marie for being with us. Hour by hour, our needs are being met, and that is because you are answering to the call, not from what you're hearing here at Mater Dei Radio, but because you are taking action to the stirring in your heart that our Lord is asking you to help support, get his message out to a world here in Portland area, north into Clark County, into Vancouver. That signal does not know where the end of the Archdiocese line is. We go all the way right into the Archdiocese of Seattle. We can get a signal as far as Castle Rock, Washington. That's a ways up there. And then, of course, we get down to Salem on 88.3, and then we make this little switch over as you head farther south, 94.9 and 100.5. You can pick us up in Eugene, Springfield, and Cottage Grove. Now, look, that's just our signal. That is a long way that you get our signal. But well, God says, I've got ways that you can use this technology to reach even further. And we started streaming online at materdeiradio.com. And now, wherever you have data, well, you can use the Hail Mary Media app. You can use and listen to those podcasts. You can listen live to what is happening right now. And so it's just wonderful to be able to have guests like Dina Marie to join us. And so thank you for all of those listeners. We have now closed that hour.
I think they're still counting, though.
Are they still counting?
Flurry.
Okay.
We haven't gotten
praise
an
God
update yet.
But
praise God for that.
But we know we made that goal. So
we made that goal. We are ready to kind of draw the line there because we now have a new goal for this hour. The first challenge hour of this share-a-thon.
Okay.
Now, here's the rules.
Challenge, okay.
Here's the rules with the challenge hour. Now, we have these funds set aside.
Yeah.
A lot of funds. We have $5,000 in a matching funds. But what is required for us in order to get that $5,000 match opened is we have to raise that equal amount.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We have to raise $5,000 this hour. It unlocks the $5,000 match. We have a $10,000
hour. My goodness, this could be a $10,000 hour.
Yes. And so we have got to reach our inner self. Listen to that voice that is speaking to your heart because we have got to get a lot of phone calls in. We've got to get a lot of pledges going online. We need people to use the Hail Mary Media app. And we have a most special and holy guest helping us this hour.
And it makes sense to me.
He's the director of the Office of Divine Worship, so he knows a thing or two about the faith. It's Monsignor Gerard O'Connor.
Oh, yes.
Makes sense to me. When I walked in yesterday, it was 28 hours. I saw the big sign in the doorway, 28 hours till Monsignor O'Connor. I thought, man, we're really excited about this.
We are.
We've been keeping track of this from the beginning.
I know. I'm ready for all that is coming forward for us and here with us. Monsignor O'Connor, you are with us. We are so glad to have you join us in studio once again. Good morning.
Good morning. What a pleasure it is to be back with you. It's the highlight of my year to come to October Share-a-thon, second only to the Spring Share-a-thon.
That's it.
That's right.
Last year I missed this spring one, so this is my first appearance. So basically people have got to double up their pledges because you're only seeing me once this year instead of twice.
So I love it.
If you were going to give $100, you must give $200.
You must. I like that. All right.
There you go.
So with this challenge hour, we are going to need pledges at every level. Mm. We are going to need to hear the bell ring this hour. We are going to need pledges at that $750 level. Please go online before you make that pledge at either one of those levels because it does make you eligible for one of these beautiful prayer shawls. And then, boy, we're going to need a lot at that $360 level and that $125 level. All together, we have got to get to 5,000 and it'll unlock that $10,000. We cannot wait till the end. This is too many pledges are going to be required. We've got and only four people who are taking phone calls in the next room over. And so we are going to ask you to kind of space this out. Yes, we do love the drama. We always end up standing and running back and forth. Rolando starts kind of getting a little bit warm because he's getting all of his steps in. But $5,000 will unlock $5,000 and create a $10,000 this hour on Share-a-thon.
Let's get those phones ringing. 888-823-5286. An opportunity. Thank you very much for that. 888-823-5286. Thank you very much for that. I think we need 21 individual gifts to get to the $5,000. We have enough time to do that. This will eclipse double the best hour we've had so far this Share-a-thon. So this is a gigantic opportunity because of that $5,000 challenge, turning $5,000 into $10,000. But it is going to take a whole lot of you coming forward to give your gifts to get there. 888-823-5286. Again, it's going to take people giving $50, $100, $500. We're going to need some bell ringers in there, $1,000 gift or two to get to that $5,000 mark. Every single gift is needed. Each and every dollar amount is needed. And we need some monthly gifts as well. 888-823-5286.
All right, so now is the time to call. Now, we introduce Monsignor O'Connor this hour because he is the director of the Office of Divine Worship here in the Archdiocese of Portland. And he has double duty as the rector of our cathedral here in Portland, the St. Mary's Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception. So this is your hour, cathedral school, cathedral parish. All of us together, we're going to get to that goal. So, Monsignor O'Connor, just kind of fill us in on this fall season. How are things going? You've got kids back in school there and lots of life and activity. It's very busy at the cathedral any given weekend.
Yeah, it's really sort of, we've got some exciting stuff happening, some great stuff happening in the school. In fact, some of the kids, the sixth graders, are off to outdoor school today, so they're very excited. They love that sort of stuff. So in the cathedral itself, we're doing a lot of work preparing for the centennial, which is next year on the 14th of February, is the 100th anniversary of the dedication of this current cathedral. You know, of course, there was a cathedral before this in Portland that was lost. So we're preparing for that. So it's going to be a big year next year. We're going to do all sorts of things. We're hoping that people come and visit the cathedral. We're going to be giving tours of the cathedral at Saturday mornings, and anyone can just turn up and come and see what's going on there. We're doing, in preparation, right now the cathedral is being, the east walls are being painted. So over the last 4 years, we've painted the whole of the interior of the cathedral. So it's looking really good. So we're doing a few things to prepare for that. Some things that are really sort of nice, some things that are not so nice, like we're having the sacristy bathroom refurbished after 100 years, which is sort of exciting for me and all those who are in the sacristy and the choir members and things like this. But no one else will ever see that. But it's just sort of exciting that we're doing this sort of stuff. We've had some stained glass windows repaired in the sacristies and all sorts of things. So we're excited about just the general state of the cathedral. And our people have been so good, you know, and we got so many people that help us with the maintenance fund and things like this that allow us to do these things. So it's very expensive, you know, to anything in the cathedral. I always say, you know, you tell me about a parish and you say, oh, I want to do this in my parish. I'm saying, well, we'll do it in the cathedral, but it would be 10 times as much.
Yeah.
Right. And 10 times longer because it's a 100-year-old building. Yes. So the minute you plug something in one end of the cathedral, something falls out the other end, you know. So that's just the way it is.
Sounds like me at this point.
Yeah, my motto is nothing's easy. That'll be on my grave. Nothing's easy.
That'll be your coat of arms. That is for sure. So Monsignor O'Connor joining us today. You know, in fact, there's so many things that we can experience there at the cathedral too. Of course, we know the Feast of the Immaculate Conception is coming up. There's a very special tradition that you're able to do there at the cathedral, and it has to do with the lighting of candles. candles for that particular feast day. You told me about this, so I make it a point on this very beautiful holy day of opportunity to go to the cathedral for that mass. Tell us what you do.
So when the cathedral is dedicated, any church is dedicated, there are called what we call dedicatory candles, and there can be up to 12, minimum of 4, which the archbishop lights on the day, or the bishop, the ordinary of the diocese, they're lit on the day of the dedication of the church. And there are only two occasions when they can be relit throughout the year, and one is on the patronal feast day, which is the Immaculate Conception for us, and the other is the anniversary of the dedication.
Wow.
So we at the cathedral have the full 12 dedicatory candles, and but in any church, on the patronal feast, so if it's St. Thomas, then on the feast of St. Thomas Aquinas, and then on the day of the dedication itself, the anniversary of that.
So, and these are the candles that were lit 100 years ago.
Well, the wax is changed,
right, but so the
fittings,
of those.
They were placed on that cathedral 100 years ago,
Wow.
And then so, so those 2 days. So it's sort of quite a nice tradition.
Yeah, beautiful.
That you only see them lit on those 2 days,
Oh, so we...
And on my birthday, of course.
Do you have to go around and blow them all out?
I do.
As they
and
sing.
I make a wish each one.
Yeah. Oh, 12 wishes. You deserve those, that is for sure. Because
for
you
sure,
have to... It's a lot. It is a lot, to run a parish. We recognize you, I'm sure, have parishioners that have thoughts on what you can do to help beautify the place you have done.
Every parishioner has a thought about And it's my job to sort of consolidate those thoughts into a vision, really. Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Oh, well, one of those beautiful visions, and it just came together so perfectly, is that it was a movement of the tabernacle. There was a side chapel there at the cathedral. It's been, a couple of years ago now that you have now moved that and placed that tabernacle right in the center of that altar where it once began, but it seemed like all of the tiles, everything that was around that area was just waiting for the tabernacle to be returned to the main altar.
No, it's amazing because in the middle of the sanctuary was this beautiful oriental rug, and it was massive, and it just covered the whole floor, which was great, and the archbishop's chair was there. So when we moved the chair in preparation to sort of where we're going to put the tabernacle, because it's sort of symmetrically directly under the dome, so it's at the focal point of that whole upper sanctuary. So when we moved the carpet right under the dome in the marble, which we'd never seen, none of us had ever seen it, because the rug's been down there for years and years and years. There's a beautiful inlaid marble pattern, which is like a massive big sort of star shape that is right under the dome. So the contractors said, well, it's perfect. And we had our architects, they said, that's perfect. Just put the tabernacle smack in the middle of this beautiful star-shaped in the marble. And therefore, and then when you look at it, when you get up there in the sanctuary, you look at it and you think, this could have been here forever. I mean, it looks as though it was, made for this. So it's when you do any changes in the church, you always think, well, it's incongruous. And you think, oh, well, that was that stupid pastor who did that.
Yeah.
And it was more about him than it was about the church. Mm. And I was particularly proud of the tabernacle because it's the archbishop had asked me to get this done at some point. And it just sort of worked out artistically. With the architectural move, it just worked really well. So I was like, so I think you look at it now and you think, well, yeah, that was there in 96 when Archbishop Levada did all this, right? You wouldn't think it was done 30 years later, which is great.
So it's perfect. It's just that perfect example of when we follow God's plan for what he wants in his parish and he wants in our lives, it just lays out perfectly that there is no...
Oh, talk about laying out perfectly. There we go.
I like it.
And the bell goes ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Bam! There we go. The bells are ringing. That's a significant gift that has come in. We need that with a $5,000 need for this hour. And when we hit that $5,000, brothers and sisters, we get to add $5,000 to it. This will be a $10,000 hour.
Now, it is a challenge match, and so that means if we get to $4,900, that would be a phenomenal hour.
Yeah.
We are not going to deny that at all, but it will not unlock that match.
Right.
We've got to get all $5,000 in to match that, and then Monsignor can go back to the parish office, the pastoral center, said, I've done my part at Mater Dei Radio. Let's see who else can get a $10,000 hour for Mater Dei Radio. It's not a competition.
I can say nunc dimittis, Lord.
None.
Now you may take me. Now you may. I may go.
There is nothing better than to walk into that pastoral meeting with the Archbishop and to let him know I have done my part. I am a good and faithful servant.
If that happened at the end of this hour, the Archbishop would never forgive us. So the Lord may not take you right after this.
Absolutely. That call is coming in. That number they used, 888-823-5286. That person, that ding that you just heard, meant somebody went on the line to materdeiradio.com or they use the Hail Mary Media app. Rolando Moreno, our new executive director / future permanent deacon in the Archdiocese of Portland, in with some thank yous. We had a great close of the hour, Rolando, last hour with Dina Marie.
Yeah,
and we
absolutely
are keeping that momentum going this hour with Monsignor O'Connor.
For sure. So we'd like to thank Sean from St. James Parish in McMinnville. Asked for prayers for his son. So we'll be definitely doing that. And we'd just like to share that it's a great station. We'd also like to thank Nancy from St. Rita Parish. Remembers when Dina Marie came to speak to her students
back
in the day. I also would like to thank Leslie from St. Mary's Parish in Eugene.
Thank you, Leslie.
And hi to Leonardo and Dina Marie. And Margaret from St. Henry's Parish in Gresham. Prayer specifically for healing for her husband. So thank you all for your generous donations.
There we go. And here's where we stand now. We're looking for 21 individual gifts. We are 23 minutes into this hour. 5 gifts have come in thus far, either on the phone or online or through the app. We're looking for 16 more individual gifts. Love to have you make that phone call right now at 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286, or materdeiradio.com, or on the Hail Mary media app. Here's the thing. It's going to be the biggest hour of the Share-a-thon so far, twice over. You want to be a part of it.
That's right. Absolutely. Now is the time to call. We are going into our break. So make your pledge now. Make that phone call now, and then you can come back. And we've got more with our guest this hour, the wonderful Monsignor Gerard O'Connor, with us for this hour of the 2025 Fall Share-a-thon. Rejoice in hope. Oh, we are rejoicing here at Mater Dei Radio,
hearing
stories from Monsignor O'Connor of all of the great work that they are doing at the cathedral, all of our home. We have our home parish, and then we have the cathedral as well. And even myself, I come across the river from time to time on a Sunday to attend Mass at the beautiful cathedral, St. Mary's Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception. So the phone is ringing. We are getting dings online. We've already gotten a big bell ringer because we have a challenge hour, $5,000. To unlock a $5,000 match. We've got to bring in all $5,000 in order to get that match. And Monsignor O'Connor is with us this morning to help us get to this goal. Now, here at Mater Dei Radio, we have an opportunity to do wonderful things, and you hear our regular programming. Well, this year, we had to pray home to heaven our former Archbishop Vlasny. And here at Mater Dei Radio, we streamed that Mass from the cathedral live. Aaron, our producer, and I was able to offer some commentary so that way people who were not able to attend could still participate in what was happening at our cathedral. That's what Mater Dei Radio is able to do, and it's through the technology allows us to stream live from the cathedral to our radio station and then send the signal out to the community. Now, in the time since then, well, Monsignor O'Connor came across some things, and now we have a beautiful way to remember Archbishop Vlasny, and it's also a reflection of his good humor. Tell us about it, Monsignor.
Yeah, absolutely. So Archbishop Vlasny left to the Office of Divine Worship some of his prayer books. And I was looking through some of them. And one of them was his prayer book from the North American College when he was a seminarian in the 1950s. And I went to the NAC as well. And I'd got one of the same books, but it was published 50 years later in English. Mm. Most of his was in Latin. Anyway, I'm looking through the book and I'm sort of like thinking about, you know, what the NAC was like in the 50s. And I see some of these little prayer cards that he'd put in there. And one of them was his class, his ordination class, the names of all of the people that were ordained with him. It was very interesting to read that because a lot of them went on to be bishops. And there was one prayer card which I'd never seen before in my life. And it was a prayer for good humor by Thomas More. Mm. And it's a beautiful prayer. And, you know, Archbishop Lasley was known for his good humor, let's face it. He always was in a good mood. He was always pleasant. He always had something nice to say about the situation. And I remember that about him. And I looked at this prayer from Thomas More and I thought, you know what? This guy's probably been praying that since he was a seminarian. Yeah. And it may be the cause of his good humor. Mm. So we decided as the Office of Worship to have them reprinted. So we sort of copied the style that they were in. It doesn't have a picture on it, just have a text on the front. But it's a beautiful prayer, and it's asking the Lord to, you know, to give us a sense of good humor in the truest sense of the word, not just laughing at jokes, but, you know, to be not worried about the things of the world, not to be frightened by things, but to know what good humor is all about. So we have these reprinted. So,
Monsignor, could I trouble you to lead us in praying that?
Yeah, let's do it, yeah. Grant me, O Lord, good digestion and also something to digest. Mm. Mm. Grant me a healthy body and the necessary good humor to maintain it. Grant me a simple soul that knows to treasure all that is good and that doesn't frighten easily at the sight of evil, but rather finds the means to put things back in their place. Mm. Give me a soul that knows not boredom, grumblings, sighs, and laments, nor excess of stress, because of that obstructing thing I called I. Grant me, O Lord, a sense of good humor. Allow me the grace to be able to take a joke, to discover in life a bit of joy, and to be able to share it with others. Mm. Amen.
Amen. Love that.
Amen. Saint Thomas More. Take that with you. You Ooh. Like that one, don't you, Dave?
I do like that. And look, we all know St. Thomas More had some other, you know, funny quips and that kind of thing. But to put it all in prayer like that, even to the idea of grant me good digestion, and by the way, something to digest. I mean, the real stuff. A different way of saying giving me my daily bread, but in a different context. Good stuff.
Oh, so thank you so much for that, and we are glad to be able to offer that. Maybe tune in to Mater Dei Radio. We can't see if we can't get that to be one of our prayers that you hear on a regular basis right here at Mater Dei Radio. We had a flurry of calls, dings coming in. We had a bell ringer, and now we want some thank yous. Rolando is back in
studio.
Before
I do that, I'll give a quick update. We are $2,000 in.
Oh, nice.
$3,000 to go, so we're doing well so far. So thank you for that. We'd like to thank Jeff from Holy Trinity Parish in Beaverton. We also would like to thank Virginia from St. Matthew's in Hillsboro. Prayers for her family. And we would like to thank Scott Young and the Knights of Columbus Council.
Thank you, Knights.
St. Anthony's in Tigard.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
There we go.
Thank you so much. You know what I didn't hear in any of that list, though? St. Mary's Cathedral.
Oh, right, right.
Where are you people?
And here's the thing. We're looking for 21 individual gifts right now, including the couple that we just heard the ding for online. 10 individual gifts in, some still being calculated, and 11 to go. So $2,000 raised, $3,000 to go. We got to the $2,000. We needed a bell ringer for that. We're going to need another bell ringer to raise that last $3,000. And then the other 10 folks coming in accompanying that we might release, as you say, Brenda, that additional $5,000 gift. When we hit that $5,000 mark, bam, $5,000 added to it. 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286. I was just thinking about that digestion thing. And Mother Angelica would always say, Mother Angelica would take a lot of Tums. And she said, and people would ask her about it. She said, look, I have faith, but someone forgot to tell my stomach. So my stomach is nervous, even though the rest of me believes. So there you go. You know,
sometimes
you just got to turn it all over.
Hey, look, we need to get to this goal. Now, we at $2,000 in. That is great. We are appreciative of that. If we can get the other $3,000 in, that becomes a $10,000 hour. Now, Monsignor O'Connor is doing his best. Come on, Cathedral, your rector. your pastor here at Mater Dei Radio this hour. Now is the time to start calling. Now, life is busy for Monsignor when he's got the Office of Divine Worship that he has to take care of. That's a full-time job. And our Archbishop, with all of his faith in Monsignor O'Connor, said, I'm also going to give you duties at St. Mary's. I'm going to make you the rector there. Mm. So he's pulling double duty. And so he said, in order for you to get all of that accomplished, I'm going to give you an assistant. So there is an assistant to the director of the Office of
Divine
Worship.
Actually, it's the assistant director. He's not the assistant too.
Okay, I get that now. I always keep forgetting that. Yeah, the reason why I bring that up, Father Randy Wong, is that person. He has not had the ability. I think he is traveling and was not able to be on the Share-a-thon this year. So this is going to be the office... The Office of Divine Worship Hour as well. So
both the director and the assistant director.
And the assistant, not two.
Right.
We're going to drop the two part.
You know, it just so happens that a little bird tapped me on the shoulder and told me that it happens to be Father Randy Wong's birthday today.
Oh my goodness.
It is, yeah.
But I don't think we should, you know, sing happy birthday to him on the air, maybe unless we make this goal.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe who's gonna sing? We're gonna have to get Sarah to come in here because we already know that I cannot carry a tune, and there is not a song that I can butcher better than
Happy Birthday.
Yeah. It sounds simple enough.
Perhaps we shouldn't do that.
I was thinking, but Stephen,
I've got an idea.
If you were thinking of sending Father Randy a birthday gift or present or some monetary, well, why don't you just send that into the Share-a-thon instead in honor of his 22nd birthday or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But yeah.
He's
so
not 20.
Don't
He's
give
23.
It, basically what I'm saying, don't give him anything, give it to us.
That's right.
Make it simple.
Let's help this hour for sure with Monsignor O'Connor. It's a big hour. It is a big climb, but we know that our listeners, you are there and you are waiting. Please don't wait till the last minute because it's going to be difficult for us to get all of these calls in. Rolando, they are going online and making those pledges.
They are coming in, and I have a special message here for Monsignor O'Connor. This is from the good Monsignor John at that parish, Christ the King.
He says,
good luck, Monsignor. I'm gunning for you on Thursday.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Wow. Is that a term of endearment from him?
Well, I think he's, poor thing. carry on.
Sense a bit of a rivalry here.
Yeah.
Friendly rivalry, of course. I'd like to also thank Ann from Holy Family in Portland. And we'd like to thank Jenna from St. Mary's Cathedral.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, Monsignor is relieved to receive that pledge as well. So thank you so much for all of that. So let's get this phone ringing. So again, we're having a good time here. So we're going to go into the break so that way... Well, we're going to have to get up. We're going to have to stand because I know these pledges are going to start coming in quickly. So start using this break to make those pledges. Go online at materdeiradio.com. That is materdeiradio.com. Or use the free Hail Mary Media app. And then come back after the break as we rejoice in hope at Mater Dei Radio's 2025 Fall Share-a-thon. Your mic is live, Monsignor.
I think we've got to get moving here.
We do need to get the St. Mary's people.
I've been texting everybody.
Now is the time to call. So your Monsignor is calling in on Cathedral School parishioners there at St. Mary's Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception here in Portland. Our cathedral. Our Monsignor is on.
Bam, thank you so much. That's the 12th gift in.
We love it. Now, we've got more to get there. We've got to raise $3,000. This is possible, but this is our last 20 minutes here at Mater Dei Radio with this hour with Monsignor O'Connor. So what is the term you use? Tarry no more?
Tarry no longer.
Explain that to me.
I can't. Okay. I've heard it said before. I think I heard it on Saturday Night Live originally. But here's the thing. We can't wait anymore. We've got to have you on the line because we're down to 15 minutes. We're looking for 21 individual gifts. We are now at 12. We have 9 individual gifts to come in. But we have a this is what's really important in this particular hour. When we raise, and I do say when we raise the $5,000, we are going to be able to add a $5,000 gift to that. We have to raise $5,000 to get the $5,000. This is going to be a $10,000 hour. But right now, we are short of that $5,000 by $3,000. So we need somebody coming in with that $1,000 gift. And then we need eight of you coming in with $100 here, $250 there, $30 a month, $10 a month. Everybody else coming in and doing their portion as well so that we can make this overall goal to turn $5,000 into $10,000. 12 of those gifts have been taken. Looking for 9 more at 888. 823-5286, 888-823-5286, MatreDayRadio.com, or on the Hail Mary Media app.
Rolando is here with an update and to give us some thank yous. So far, we're getting there. $3,140 in.
Oh, nice.
That is leaving us $1,860 to go. We can get there. But we need
wow.
you to call now.
All right. That's a big update.
888-823-5286. And some people have heard us on the air. They've heard Monsignor O'Connor, and they are making pledges.
Absolutely.
We've got some
thank yous. Yep. We'd like to thank Lynn from Cathedral in Portland, Jeff from Holy Trinity in Beaverton, and Anne-Marie from from the Cathedral as well in Portland, and George from St. Stephen.
Ah, George.
Generous George.
So. Generous George. I like that. I think that's his third pledge.
We'll pray for his intentions as well.
Always, George, you are at the top of our
list. Let me make this point. We need a $1,000 gift.
Now, okay.
But here's the thing. Someone comes in with a $1,000 gift. You are most likely going to be setting free a $5,000 gift. You're going to give it $1,000. We're going to end up with $10,000. So here is the thing. We need your phone calls right now. We need 9 of you. We need now 8 of you. But we definitely need somebody coming in at that bell ringer level. $1,000. We are going to be the recipients of an additional $5,000 because of your generosity. 888. How often can you give $1,000 for somebody else to get $5,000? I mean, that's a big, big thing. 888-823. Sometimes we have these things where you like get to... I should finish the number. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. Sometimes we have this thing where you give $1,000 and we get two. Well, we're so close. If you give $1,000, we're going to get another $5,000 because of your generosity. So we need your help right now. 888-823-5286. MatreDayRadio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. And Brenda and Monsignor, we're down to 11 minutes.
Bam!
There we go.
That's
all right.
The call we
needed. Now down to seven. We need 7 more gifts.
7 calls, 1860 to go. What portion can you take? Can maybe the next caller take that $860 or some portion of that? And then we get a bell ringer for that $1,000 to unlock it. It is not
Bam! There
a
we go.
Competition,
need 6 more.
But Mater Dei Radio will always win. Our ladies' radio station always wins. But the Monsignor Syek, Monsignor O'Connor, they're going to see each other at some point this week. And, boy, we want to make sure Monsignor O'Connor goes back and says, yes, well, I did my part.
1860, sure. It just makes me think of that little ditty. Remember that one? 1860, I took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. Remember that? You learned it in grade school?
I don't think we're old enough for that. It's a sort of younger generation.
or maybe a much older generation might vote that one, that's for sure.
888-823-5286. Another phone call coming in. We're down to 5. Is that 2 coming in or just 1?
Two coming in.
To needing 4 more calls. Need that bell ringer as well. 888-823-5286.
All right. Aaron's going to go out and check and let us know how many lines are open because
nice.
I know 2 came in, but they might be finishing up other ones. So if that phone bank fills up, then Deb is going to pick up the next phone call. Then Sarah's going to smile and
Sarah's
going to pick up one of those.
One.
But it's always easy to just go on a line at materdayradio.com, make that pledge. There is 1 one phone line open now. So let's get that call in. And then we know a percentage. I looked yesterday. It was almost 50%. 50% between the phone calls coming in and the pledges that we were getting.
Isn't it amazing how that shifted over the years? It used to be we'd get a few online, mostly phone calls. Now 50-50, sometimes almost more online than phone calls.
Absolutely. So you can definitely go online and make that pledge. But 1860 to go. We are getting bit by bit. That is coming down. We don't yet have an update. So just let's keep those pledges coming in, because we know that once we meet that goal. Now we are talking about the need of Mater Dei Radio to keep the lights on, to keep our programs going strong. That's what we need. What we want to do is grow this share-a-thon. We want to be able to bring to you new ideas. We have a new executive director. He's got ideas for programming, on the line content, and so we are trying to grow this ministry. All right, 1360 to go. That's what we need.
1360
to go. Bit by bit, everybody together, we can get there. What portion can you do? 888-823-5286. Monsignor
1360
O'Connor
reminds me of that little ditty. 1360, no. I took a little. No, never mind.
No.
888-823-5286.
You know, I think Father Randy Wong would be really disappointed if Monsignor O'Connor lost to Monsignor Syak.
Would he be disappointed?
You know, I'm not sure. I don't think the young man feels disappointment. He's very optimistic all the time. He's full of hope.
He never
gets disappointed.
That's beautiful. So,
especially with me, because otherwise his life would be...
Well, if we don't get there, Monsignor, you can take it out of his salary budget
I'll withdraw the birthday gift. So if he's listening, make sure you call in. In fact, I'm going to text him right now.
Okay.
That's what I'll do. I'll text him a little.
Just remind him that this is his, let's say happy birthday to Father Randy Wong. It was so much fun when we were first introduced to Father Randy. He was Deacon Randy.
That's right.
And he was living at the rectory with Monsignor O'Connor and Monsignor Syak together. And we just thought, Deacon Randy,
I've heard recently, recently, so all the people that lived with us at Christ the King, with myself and Monsignor Syak, you know, there's some of the various for summers, some just for a month or so, some for pastoral years, Deacon Busset, Deacon Randy and things like this, they have a little sort of like support group amongst themselves. You believe that?
They
get together and have a little bowl of pasta and a glass of wine, and they talk about their trauma at Christ the King.
That's funny.
Kids these days.
It's awful, isn't it? But I've heard they only drink Lady Hill wine, so they did learn something from us.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, good wine.
888-823-5286. We are rejoicing. We have hope. We have a goal to get through, and we are asking you to please join us today. You know, speaking
it's
of
funny you
Lady
mentioned
Hill,
Lady
yeah.
Hill Winery, Monsignor.
Oh no, I'm a big fan of Lady Hill Winery.
Absolutely,
great wine. It's great wine, and they're great people over there. Yeah,
absolutely. Now, what did we say? 1380.
1360.
1360 to go. Look, one gift at that $1,200 level, you would actually be able and be invited to join us at a beautiful gathering at Lady Hill Winery. $100 a month. You can break that up. You and a friend, maybe go and halvesies on that, and together you'll be able to join us for this beautiful evening, a private gathering at Lady Hill Winery. So that's going to be a wonderful opportunity for you to be with us, and that's going to get us to this goal. So we have got to get it all coming in now. Come on, Cathedral, let your parishioners know. If you are listening, send a message to all of your friends. Let them know that your rector, Monsignor Gerard O'Connor, is on Share-a-thon this hour. We've got 5 minutes to go. I've got to open this door because I think it is going to get very, very busy here in the last few minutes. We need that bell to ring, or we need somebody to call in and say, I'm going to cover whatever is left of
you
this
know, when
hour.
You call in and make that pledge, you could take Father Randy Wong there for his birthday.
For his
18,
birthday gift.
18 gifts in. We're looking for 21. One needs to be that bell ringer, and then we need the other two. 888. Oh, and there's the bell ringer. There's the bell ringer. Still looking for two more. That's 19 gifts in. Looking for two more gifts at 888. Let's go ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding. Bam! 888-823-5286. With that bell ringer, the most we could need right now is $360. We might need less than that, but we need $360 at the most. We get that $360, it releases, Brenda, a $5,000 gift.
And that makes
it? $360 away from $5,000.
That'll make it a $10,000 hour for Mater Dei Radio. Yeah. How many at $360 can we give?
Oh, yeah.
You know, let's just think about it. Give up one dinner.
Right.
One dinner out a month.
Yeah.
And give it to Mater Dei Radio.
Yeah.
That when you think about it like that, because I can go and we go out to dinner from time to time, just skip on the margarita.
Yeah, right.
And boy, I tell you what, that you know that at least on my checkbook that adds up.
Yeah, right. Yeah. How many margaritas are we skipping there, Brenda?
as much as I'd love to go there, I think with 4 minutes to go, perhaps Monsignor, you could lead us in a quick prayer of thanksgiving for all those who have given and will give in the next few minutes.
Absolutely. In the name of the Father and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for inspiring people to support Mater Dei Radio. It does a great job in promoting the love of you and our Lord Jesus Christ. May it continue for a long time to bring the message of the gospel to those in need of your Son. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the Father, Son, of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. 3 minutes left, and to your point, Brenda, one person giving a dollar a day gift, $30 a month, or $360 as a one-time gift takes us over the top. Can you give that dollar a day gift right now? Call triple. Oh, we've got another bell ringer. There we go. 888-823. Ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding. Bam! There
wow.
we go.
Now so that, our cup runneth over. We have confirmation. We have achieved that goal and a little extra, and that little extra is what is helping Mater Dei Radio grow this ministry. But Monsignor O'Connor, as always, we knew it could be done. All we have to say is Monsignor O'Connor, and somehow people are calling. I don't know if it's to support us or to get the hour through a little bit faster, but yeah, thank you so much for all that you do, and yeah, praise
God. Great.
I'm
so pleased, and I thank all my parishioners and all those who are not our parishioners for supporting this hour. It's great that we can help Mater Dei. They do such a good job, and we're proud to help them along here. So.
You are a blessing to us, to all of those that you serve there at the cathedral, and we thank you very, very deeply as well. Wow, Rolando, that has been an excellent hour.
Yep. Great close to the hour. We're doing fantastic. We'd like to thank Andreas from Cathedral.
Thank you, Andreas.
Thank you for your generosity. Carolyn, excuse me, from St. Francis in Roy. Thank you for your gift.
Beautiful.
And Laura from St. Mary's Cathedral as well.
Thank you, Laura.
We pray for her husband.
We certainly will. Thank you so very much.
Over $5,000 raised, a $5,000 gift added, over $10,000 for that hour.
Oh, it's just exciting for this hour.
Yeah.
And you know, that was our first challenge hour of the Share-a-thon, and it has been fantastic.
Actually, that was Lana.
And
St. Mary's Cathedral. Lana. Thank you.
Like even more.
Nice. There you go.
That's beautiful. So thank you for all of those pledges this hour. It has been wonderful. And again, all of those pledges that continue to come in to the top of this hour, those are the pledges that will help us grow our ministry. We've got great ideas in the year ahead under our new leadership with Rolando Moreno as our executive director. And we just look forward to bringing all of that great content to you. So thank you to the Cathedral. Thank you to all of those who pledged during this hour to help Mater Dei Radio. So let's keep those calls and pledges coming in, because we've got another guest. This next hour is going to be the last hour until we take that midday break. So we're going to gather up our papers. We're getting ready to sit up straight, Dave Vassaris, because we have a very important person coming up.
Oh, I can't wait.
No slacking. You got to sit up straight, that's for sure. And so we're going to take a break, and we are so grateful that you are joining us here on Fall Share-a-thon at Mater Dei Radio.